is Thursday, March 17th, and we are here with Mrs. Woods at Rogers Road at our own house. And I'd just like to start with, why don't you just tell me about your age and your family, or you don't tell me your age, but where you're from, how long you've lived in North Carolina, how long you've lived in Rogers Road, just a little background.
I've lived in North Carolina all my life, maybe 1 year, but most of it, I've been here all my life, and my family is here, yeah, biggest portion of the, well, closest family, and what else did you want to know?
Have you lived in Rogers Road or off of Rogers Road your whole life as well?
No, this is, been out here for about 30 years, I guess.
So, I guess in relation to when the landfill was put here, it came about the same time that you did?
I imagine so. It's been there for a while.
Yeah, since like the 1970s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, it was that. It came when I came, I guess.
Yeah. What do you remember about when you first came to Rogers Road?
That the road was muddy. It was not paved. It had holes. I mean, it was just a dirt road that you come up, and if it rained a whole lot, had trouble getting in to Rogers Road.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the biggest thing. Roads were not paved, and it was woods around here. It was not the houses like it is now. It was not the houses like it is now. And wasn't the driveway through, even our road out here wasn't paved. It was just a dirt road.
When you say the houses weren't like they are now, do you mean there just weren't as many houses?
There wasn't as many houses.
When did the development start of the houses? Like, when did it start to be a lot of houses instead of just a few?
I don't know when. It's been, what, maybe about 5 years or so?
Mm-hmm.
So,
from when you moved here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you know a lot of the neighbors? I've kind of been wondering about what the community is like here at Rogers Road. I mean, I know that there's some people that have been here all their lives, like David, and there's some people that have been here just recently. Well, not recently. I guess 30 years isn't that recent.
Yeah, I know, well, most of the people on this road, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I know them, some on the other roads. I know I don't know them all, because some are just new people that's moved in, and some has been here for a while,
mm-hmm.
I guess. Yeah.
And I guess something that I started reading, the book Rogers Road by Emily Eidinger, I believe. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. And it is actually a collection of oral histories that, so it's like kind of like what we're doing right now. And she was talking about how big of a part the church life is of the community here. Is that something that you've found as well?
Yeah, it's a church. You know, it is. It's a couple of churches on this road, on Rogers Road anyway. One up here at the end. They started having church in the house up here on the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's one on Rogers Road. Aces of Love, I think it's the name.
Which is the one that you go to?
I don't go to neither one of these here. I go to the one in Cedar Grove.
How far away is that?
I don't know. About 10 miles, 15.
It's a pretty big drive. Do a lot of people from this area also go there?
No, not okay. Where I go. No.
Okay.
A lot of them, I guess, is already, most everybody's already got their church that they go to, and a lot of them is around Chapel Hill or Durham, somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember I spoke with David, like I said, like a week ago, and 2 weeks ago. And he was saying, he told me some memories of his from childhood playing around here, and that was really interesting to hear him talk about the contrast of what his memories of this area are versus what it is now. And I wonder, do you have any stories that stick out to you from when you were just moving in here about 30 years ago? Just if there's anything that sort of like pops to mind that you think of when you came here originally versus what it is today?
Think of anything, really, just me.
Well, I'll ask this then. When you moved here, did you move here by yourself, or were you with your part of your family, or?
I was part of my family. I was with my husband, my son, and my mother.
Mm-hmm.
That's, we all moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And my daddy.
Did you all live in the same house?
Yeah, actually, we lived in a mobile home before we got the house.
Oh, okay.
In a trailer, yeah.
Were there a lot of mobile homes at the time when you moved here?
Yeah, it was one over there, one next door here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the one that's right outside?
Where the house is?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was one there. I'm trying to think. I don't know if it was any. I don't think it was any more on this side. It was. They were all on the other roads.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's been a long time ago, huh?
Do you still live with your husband and your mom and your dad and your son?
My husband and my son still lives here. My mom and dad passed.
Sorry. That reminds me, actually. David showed me a cemetery a few weeks ago. I guess that was a while ago. I guess those graves are of people that have not been alive recently. But do you mind me asking where your parents are buried? Or
out at Memorial Cemetery.
Okay.
The bypass. Out for the bypass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know where that is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to hear more about what your experience is, or if you have any, with dealing with the landfill itself, or like the repercussions of the landfill, or any I guess like hardships or successes that.
Well, I haven't had any. Did I know of? I haven't had any problem with the landfill. It stinks every now and then. Can smell it over here,
mm-hmm.
But other than that, it hasn't been a problem for me.
Okay.
I know it's been a problem for other people that live closer, but for me, it's really not a problem because it smells sometimes. Sometimes the smell is stronger than other times. But other than that, I don't have a problem with the landfill.
That's funny, or not funny. So David, who is a close neighbor of yours, has been very involved, or is very involved in sort of the fight against the landfill, I guess. Is that something that you guys talk about? Sorry?
My family?
No, you and David.
Oh, no. Yeah, but I go to maybe... Sometimes when they have a meeting about it or something, I'll go to those, but we don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, I think, would like to see it moved or closed,
mm-hmm.
Which I would too, because it do smell, and it's getting ready to get a little warm, so it's going to smell even worse now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And how close is the landfill from here? Do you know? Like in terms of miles, or because I've visited it, but I can't remember exactly how far it is exactly from here. If you don't know,
I don't.
Yeah. And what about water? Has that not been a problem either?
It was at one time. the water. I don't know if it was from the sewage, I mean from the landfill or not, but at one time they said that the water was kind of, they had the inspectors to come around like you all are doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm not an inspector, but.
I understand what you're saying, but you know, the visit and wanted to check the water. And they said it had, in fact, they still say some water do, but now we're on the city water, so that helped.
Which city?
Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill City, yeah. Okay. Alright.
No, it's not. It's Orange. It's
Orange County?
Orange.
Yeah. Owasa? Okay.
Yeah, Owasa.
Alright. Okay, so well, that's good that it hasn't been something recently. You said the inspectors came and there were some issues, though. How long ago was that?
Oh, that's been about 3 or 4 years ago.
3 or 4? Oh, okay, yeah. So kind of recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell me about your stuffed animals, actually? Is there a story behind your stuffed animals?
No.
Right here?
This little fellow?
Yeah.
You mean pretty?
Yeah.
He's making me so sad. Some, but one of the kids, I think, gave me this. They give me their stuff like this when I see them. I tell them, if I see something like this in the store or something, I tell them how cute it is. And then they give me, next thing I know, I end up with one.
And when you say kids, are these your kids or
grandkids.
Are these grandkids?
Yeah.
How many grandkids do you have?
Four.
And you have one?
I have actually, they're my great-grandchildren, but I call them my grandkids.
Wow, you have great-grandchildren?
Uh-huh.
Wow. So that means...
The one sitting in there at the table, the one that was eating me. Now, that's my grandson. And the other one is my son.
Wow. That is incredible.
And my, then it's two, Jada, Tyree, Kayla, Eliza, four grandchildren. Four,
wow.
Great grandchildren, I should say.
And how old are they?
One's 18. One'll be 13 on Saturday. The other one is 6 or 7, I'm not sure. Birthdays come so fast, I don't know.
Yeah.
And Elijah, he'll be 9 in June.
Wow. That's incredible to have so much of your family. That's great. Are these, do you mind me asking if these are any of your grandchildren?
Yeah, the,
can I hand you one of them?
One, they were the two guys.
This one?
That, yeah, that's Freddie, and that's my son. Gosh, it's dusty too. This is my son, and that's the grandson.
Wow.
Those are the two that's at the table.
Oh, wow. That's
big
incredible.
Change, huh?
Yeah. When was that taken?
Oh, Lord, when he was about 6, 7
oh,
years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. And what do they do? What's their occupation, or are they employed? Or?
No, they're not employed. Okay. Well, yeah, Kevin is. He is.
Mm-hmm.
He's a cook, I believe.
Oh, where?
He helps cook. Or Kevin. He must be outside. Huh? I was going to ask, come to the door a minute if you ain't asleep. Freddie retired. He's retired. Retired on disability.
Hi.
That's, now that's my grand. That's this one right here.
Oh.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello again.
Hey.
What do you do? You cook.
At my job.
Yeah.
It's cashier.
Cashier.
Where do you work?
Oh, McAllister's Deli.
Oh, nice.
New Hope Commons.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, in New Hope Commons. Oh, okay. I was gonna say if you were the one on Franklin Street, I might have seen you before.
Oh, yeah. There's the link. Just, I mean, coincidentally, the two.
Yeah.
Same owner.
They're not the only two, are they?
No, it's like, I know I learned that it's like 250 nationwide.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they have like,
be right back.
Okay.
The three. It's famous in Raleigh.
Yeah. How long have you been working there?
Probably like maybe four years almost, I think.
Yeah. I see this picture of you. It looks like you've changed.
Yeah, I know, right? That's crazy.
Yeah. What did you do before McAllister's? Or were you... what were you doing, I suppose?
I used to work at UPS.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I'm like, actually, you've been here on UPS drugs.
Cleaning is always needed chore, no matter what time. And what about, is this your family's, is that you, Mrs. Woods? Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. You mind? I'm gonna turn it around a little bit. If you want to say hi. Wow, that is incredible. So when was this taken?
Same time this other one was, but how old were you? About 6 or 7, I think it's about 6 or 7.
Wow.
So it's been about 30 years.
30, yeah. I know, she said that you guys moved 30 years ago. Can I actually ask you, like, do you have any memories of when you originally moved here versus, like, how things have changed? Just, like, how, you know how communities develop and they sort of shift over time. Do you have any?
It's changed a lot. I mean, as far as, like, geographically, the figures, in a sense.
Yeah, just any, I don't know, even if it's just like the community, how that's changed.
Yeah, it's a lot different. I think a lot of the old friends or whatever, you don't see much. But it's just amazing, just the thought of like seeing how they built all the little homes and all. Because it used to not, you told me about that already.
Mm-hmm. It used to
be dirt roads, like all of the roads. This was a dirt road, that was a dirt road. It didn't connect. It was a long time. It took a long time before that happened. What it was probably like 15, 20 years probably?
Yeah.
It was interesting. I mean, it was a long process. It's amazing. Just to look at it now. But it's good. It's a lot better.
When you say it's amazing and it's a lot better now, what do you mean? Is it just easier to get around or you can talk to people more easily? Or like?
I don't know. I think just the newness. You know. And I think we kind of, we don't really get out much.
With the roads being paved now, it's a lot easier to get out. Because before, when it would rain and all, it was summer, couldn't even go out one way. You had to go around by the landfill to get out because it was so muddy and holes in the road.
Yeah.
Did everybody use cars to get around?
Pretty much, I think.
Would people get stuck a lot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like you said, you made me think, because like when, I don't know why I just thought of, but it's like when I used to ride the bus, Eubanks, I think. Because that used to be like dirt again. I remember that. It was in my era. And I don't know, it's just something minor, but there used to be times we would ride the bus and it was real holy, exactly. I would have, like, killer headaches prior to.
Just from the rocking of the bus?
That made it worse. I mean, exactly. But it was interesting. I mean, it came a long way.
Yeah. When you think about it.
It's been a lot of stuff. I mean, man.
Been a lot of changes.
Yeah. You just remember, like, when that development down there wasn't there. The Habitat Homes organization.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We just remember all that stuff. And fields and
Tally Ho Drive and all those houses back over there.
That took a long time before it came into it.
I actually have been wondering about the Habitat Houses. By the way, feel free to sit if you want. But do whatever you wish. For the Habitat Homes, I wonder, do you know who the people that are in those homes now? Is that sort of like buzz talk around the community? I've always kind of wondered if there's some sort of, I don't know, hype about it.
You may know one or two that lives there, but you don't know them all.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if they like them?
Probably so. I mean, you know, yeah, I think that's the thing. I think we learned that, I don't know, but you get along with everybody.
Here?
We kind of learned that, like, any and everywhere. I mean, you know, even in the sense of you getting mixed emotions, you still just learn to, I think that came from them, to love everybody. And I think that's how you kind of like, you give and you get. I mean, it's just a mentality you just have to grow to learn and to, like, allow it to take over you. I mean, because just imagine if we didn't love, how bad it really would be in the world. I mean, it'd be just constant war.
That's really beautifully put.
I mean, because it's so chaotic already.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like if you just, it's almost like, you know, how they always say the simple phrase of treat others as you wish to be treated. You have to love others to get the love in return. You kind of have to, like, put it, instill it in others for it to, like, just flourish. I mean, it's sad, I mean, because just people just so, it's a lot of evil going around, and hatred is so, I mean, overbearing. People just, they're so quick to turn around. I mean, something fly off, or something don't go their way, and they start want to tear up stuff or whatever, or do some harm to somebody. And then it's always sad, the outcome, some senseless killing or whatever, then the rest of their life in jail, man, they got to be terrible. I mean, man, just a minor thought. I mean, I don't know, it's serious, but I don't understand people are like, man, what are they thinking about? You just got to catch it.
It has really changed.
Oh, yeah.
And you said that we learn, or you learn from them. Are you talking about your parents?
Oh, yeah, as far as, like, right, the, that the nature of loving and all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they taught me just a lot of that stuff, just coming through church. Yeah, I've been to church a lot with them.
So you go to the same church as they do?
Well, I haven't been lately, but I definitely, right, I do. I mean, we normally would go, like, every Sunday, and as a child, we used to go almost every day. Almost. I mean, we used to go a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go all the time, but he did go.
Oh, I would not go to church with my mom. I hated it.
Man, yeah.
Yeah, but man. That's part of the job of parents, I think, you know, just to make you do things even if you don't really want to do them. So you don't go to a church in Rogers Road right now? You go to one that's a few miles out?
Right.
Okay.
You told about a church.
Yeah, how far is that from here? How many miles? About 10, 15?
Probably, yeah. I'm thinking about that far. Cedar Grove outside of Hillsboro.
Okay. And I wonder, if you don't mind me asking, how is your, like, have you made a lot of friends in Rogers Road, this community? Is that the right way to say it, Rogers Road community? I think that's fair.
That's what everybody calls it.
Okay.
Yeah, we refer to it as Rogers Road.
Okay.
Rush.
It was
occasionally
Rogers
say Rush.
Road before they built the houses and things and changed the name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's funny, because this particular road out there, right here in Rush, it changed numerous times.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
The name of this road, R-U-S-C-H, Rush or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, it changed, like.
What it used to be?
One time it was just a box number, I think, at first, and then it changed to Allen Street.
Allen Street. I'm thinking of another name. I don't remember what it was, too, though. I didn't ever know it to be Allen Street.
It was. It didn't stay Allen Street that long. It stayed for a little while. Then when they put, it was something they put in down here. On the road. Yeah, the first one was Route 8.
Okay.
Box, whatever.
Man, that's some stuff.
What time you?
Oh, I'm being 12.
Oh, okay.
You working today?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was Route 8. That's the first.
That's right. 146. Yeah.
And then it was changed to Allen Street. And then the next thing you know, it was changed to Rush Road. Rush Road. I don't know why they put that C in there for Rush. It left it like it was. But.
Why did they keep changing the road? Do you know?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
Who knows? I was asking your mom about, or wait, grandma?
Correct.
grandma.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's incredible. That's incredible.
That's her son. You knew that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I just, that's awesome. That's incredible. about the her experience like with the landfill, and she was really just talking about the smell, and she sort of spoke briefly about the water. But is there anything that's sort of been like especially difficult or frustrating with you?
As far as the landfill?
Yeah, as far as the landfill.
What did he say?
Oh, what did he say?
What did you say? Oh, man, he's probably talking about the TV. But, yeah, no, it's not that serious. But it's a bad odor at times.
Yeah.
It would be good. It's interesting, like, how they, like, took it from uptown or wherever and moved it out here. It would be good if they moved it as they was. I think I overheard, like, the rumors of relocating. That would probably be a good thing. And it would have to be, it would be good, and that probably to it. I mean, but yeah, it's kind of bad at times. You smell that crap. You know what I mean? It's pretty far over.
I think if landfill is, if they, you know, going by contamination and all, it contaminates everything, but I think the ones that live closest to it is the ones that suffer the most from it, you know. We don't live that close to it to have it, you know, have problems out of it. That's why it doesn't, you know, it doesn't bother me that much. It bothers me that other people are close to it, have to deal with it, but other than that, I don't, it's just like the smell. Every now and then you get out, you walk outside, and my goodness, the smell is awful. But then the next, you know, it goes away. I don't know what they do to cut the smell down, but it do. Every now and then it just smells terrible.
Yeah. I was telling your grandmother, sorry, this also, about, I was talking with David Caldwell a few weeks ago, and he was telling me stories of his childhood when he would go out and play in the woods and stuff, and how it's a little bit different now. Do you have any experiences of that as you're
playing around?
Yeah, playing around and what it is like now versus.
Yeah, it was fun, because I had a friend, they had goat cars and stuff, and we used to ride, like, in the woods when they used to have, before they put the homes right there, it was like a little path. Yeah, it was an experience, man. It was like, oh, man, it was, what is it, four-wheeling? You familiar with the four-wheeling?
Yeah, yeah.
It was similar in a sense. And, I mean, I had too much fun in my younger days. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So what are some other things you would do?
As far as?
Yeah, that you can say in front of your grandma. That's funny.
Yeah, we used to ride bikes a lot and stuff. We basketball. Oh, we stayed in a lot of stuff. But like we would ride bikes like all the way in town. Sometimes walk in town. Yeah.
What's the town? Where
like
is
Franklin
the town?
Franklin Street.
You'd walk to Franklin Street?
Yeah, we used to walk Franklin Street.
That's far.
Oh yeah. We used to walk, ride bikes. We used to walk to like Phillips. We walked from Durham a few times. Oh, yeah.
How long did that take you?
Kind of a while, but not far. Not long. We were so country. We were so, like, energetic. We were full of energy. We could do it with, like, nothing. Yeah, we used to just stay active. We were really, really busybodies.
That's true.
And would you just talk the whole time? I mean, what do you... That's a long walk.
We had fun. Our childhood was fun. I really miss it. Because, like, all of my friends, like, a lot of my friends and family... They're not around anymore, you don't even really contact them. They don't really have much contact. I mean, I haven't been able to. It's like a family member now. I ask about them off and on. I'll be forgetting though, because his father lives right up the road. I just have intentions to like stop by or whatever and check on. But I don't know. I just get sidetracked and don't really do it.
Where does your family live now then?
Like, as far as my friend, in a sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lives right, like, right at the edge of the road up here.
And you don't talk to him that much anymore?
His father, he's not around. I think he, in general, is in Charlotte, to my understanding. But, he was, like, a lot of my close friends that we would kind of
associate with on the regular. Yeah, we don't see them much. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, the family life, and as you get older, you don't really get to get out much as you used to. You got to work all the time.
It's the same. What do your friends do for work?
That's the thing. I don't know. That's what's bad. Really, I don't even know. I hadn't seen these guys in like years, maybe 10 years, at least 5 years.
But couldn't you just go down the road and knock on their door? What's the...
Well, yeah, father-wise, exactly. I mean, but I don't know. I guess we're longer. I mean, really, because I don't really, I think my only close niche now is like maybe I check on my mother kind of often. She's pretty funny. You know, funny. And my wife and my kids, that's about it now.
Wait, so do you live in this house or do you live...
No, I live in Fosco.
Is that not... Is that a different neighborhood?
Just near, yes. Just near East Lake.
Okay. Different neighborhood. And where does your mom live?
She lives in Durham.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're kind of spread out over Chapel Hill, Durham.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so are you just hanging out here this morning or getting some free breakfast?
That too. This is my hangout.
Yeah.
I usually come here like in the mornings. I'd be pissed off.
His son goes to school at Mars Grove.
Yeah. I've heard of it, yeah.
Okay, it's at the end of Eubanks.
Okay.
So when he drops him off, he just comes back by here.
Mm, yeah. Perfect.
Gosh, if he didn't, I'd think something was wrong with
him. it's a habit. I don't know. I'll be checking on him.
Yeah, he keeps in contact pretty good.
Good for you. That's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those things. You get an urge. I'm like, let me check on him, see what's going on.
That's great.
But considering that, like, exactly, this is where I was raised.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it's just the bond. You know, it's just a natural. That's what's happening.
How old is your son, and do you just have one child?
I have two.
Okay.
My daughter's 18. She's at Chapel High.
Ooh.
Graduated. And my son is 8.
Does she know what she's doing next year?
She has a mindset on college. I don't know exactly what she wants to do.
I think last I heard, she wants to take up nursing.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Be a nurse.
Yeah. Is that what she... She did say something like that. Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Have a daughter nurse.
Yeah. Hopefully a doctor.
Yeah. Nurses are great, too.
When she get there.
Yeah.
She'll be right back.
Okay, no worries. If you wouldn't mind, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, him? Oh, him. Oh,
you me?
Yeah, you could take a seat if you want.
Go ahead. Go tell us some of the bogus stories.
Oh, good. Yes. Do you want to take a seat? The hot seat. Oh, actually, would you mind sitting over there?
Oh, you need
to. Yeah. Thank you, though. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
You coming in too?
Yeah.
Awesome. Let me move this. How was the game? What are you watching?
I was like getting ready for The Price is Right.
Nice. I used to watch The Price is Right.
You don't watch it anymore?
No, I've moved on to Modern Family. Do you guys watch that show?
You watch The Bachelor?
No, I can't get into The Bachelor. Yeah, no.
It's pretty good. I've seen it a little.
All my friends love it, though.
What year are you? You at UNC? Right?
I am at UNC, and I am a junior.
Oh, man.
And I'm studying history.
You're recording this?
Yeah.
You recording me?
Yeah, you're going to be on TV. Not really, actually.
I better say, how you doing in this?
I got it. You guys are both in there.
Oh, okay.
Would you mind telling me really fast, just for the record, your names?
Freddie.
Cotton?
Yeah.
Kevin Jones.
Kevin Jones. Cool. And you are his dad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't get over how big her y'all's family is.
Well, yeah.
Probably almost all of Chapel Hill. This yeah.
Do what?
Probably almost all of Chapel Hill. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's huge. Like cousins and all.
Yeah.
So he was about to tell me some childhood stories, but I don't want to. Is there any childhood memories you guys have together? Obviously, his childhood, your fatherhood.
Yes. Hello.
Is there one you want to tell? You don't have to.
I mean, he used to run, walk around in the yard. But,
yeah, childhood. I can barely remember what childhood. Sort of. Everyone had drums and stuff. I'm thinking about that.
Yeah.
And drums and race cars and stuff.
Drums as in like, yeah. Oh, okay.
Like the stick. Big, like the
sticks. Oh,
stick. Yeah.
Do you still
play? Drums.
Do you still play?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Nothing professional.
Mm-hmm.
I think I played pretty good, but it hasn't landed a career for me.
Got the whole family now.
Almost.
Well, actually, that's not true at all. It seems like it's a much bigger family. So she was saying that you guys moved here about 30 years ago. Is that right?
Yeah, a little longer. About 33, 34.
Yeah.
You've been here. Yeah.
Wow. I was born when y'all moved out here.
We moved out in 73.
Oh, it's been 35 years then.
Yeah, we moved to 73.
Must be longer.
75.
Yeah, it was longer during in that case.
We moved out in 73. Yeah, 72, 73.
Man, it's a long time. Damn, I didn't know y'all been out here that long.
Yeah.
What was your experience moving here? Was it an easy transition?
Yeah, we used to live in a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
You know. It was nice out here. I mean, it's peaceful. It's a getaway place. I mean, you know, country. It's peaceful.
Yeah, it's beautiful here.
Yeah, it is beautiful, but like I'm walking, you know, the fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. Because I used to go uptown a lot, and that's about action was. I couldn't wait to get back out here.
Wait, where would you go?
I would go uptown.
To, like, Durham, or?
No, Chapel Hill.
And you just couldn't wait to get back here?
Like Durham. I couldn't wait to get back home.
It's a beautiful
like
area.
Rosemary.
Yeah, Rosemary Street, Graham Street.
Mm-hmm.
They had it open. Got a couple of places up there.
Mm-hmm. And she said that, what was your occupation before you retired?
I worked in housekeeping, but I worked in O'Hara. Operating room.
O'Hara?
O'Hara.
Operating
room.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
They don't say operating room, they say O'Hara. Yeah.
We'll have to learn that lingo.
Yeah, just like, we still learn.
Just like emergency room, ER, you know.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, same thing. I mean, you know, similar. But, I worked in there for, like, 7 years.
And then was that the UNC OR?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you like working there?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. Met so many people, and the job was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. See operations. And
you got to see operations?
I was cleaning up around them. I mean, you know.
Oof.
I just started better than just people in.
Yeah.
Turn around and get on out.
Did a lot of people from the area also work at the OR room? Or do people here work sort of just wherever they can?
It's usually like they work wherever they can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's kind of easy to get a job. It was.
Yeah.
I don't know about now.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know now because it used to be.
Maybe a lot of burnt bridges. Because I've tried to go back to a bunch of places that I used to work at. It's kind of hard to get on. I guess it's just maybe, different approaches. I don't know.
Yeah. I like your suspenders, by the way.
That was
nice.
Yeah. Those are great. So do you go to church with them as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Try to make it every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Are you good friends with the pastor there? Or the reverend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is he from? Or she?
Hillsboro.
He's from Hillsboro.
Hillsboro.
Okay.
As far as I know, been up there.
So people come all over. It's interesting. People travel pretty far for churches, I find.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a whole lot of them right around here.
It's odd, because I think everything is, a lot of so much is probably like built on comfort in a sense, you know. You kind of grow close to people from different places, mm-hmm. and stuff, and you kind of almost are willing to go that extra mile for like the fellowship in a sense. Mm-hmm. Just in general, with so much stuff, you know. It just made me think about like my cousins and all that lives in Virginia. There used to be a time I would like go up there all pretty regular, mm-hmm. just to check her out, kind of see her close. We were raised together like sister and brother in a sense. And she just all of a sudden decided to move to Virginia. And occasionally, right up there. But, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's something. And you just get that feel. Like, you know, we would call her sometimes now. She's doing good. But it's just, you get that feeling like, I don't know, it's just a closeness with the family.
Yeah.
You get the urge, or you get a little time, like, man, let me go see what's going on. Something about the call's not the same. You know. You just got to sometimes get a feeling of checking up on your family.
Yeah. The big come down a lot, too. Really come out, you know, you come down.
And it's the thought. I think the thought of, like, when you're losing loved ones, or people you grow close to, or whatever, in general, it's just it don't feel, it's an emptiness. It's kind of hard to get over. But you kind of got to get over it, but it's hard, in a sense.
Yeah, you want to see them.
Yeah, you think about these people.
You want to see them.
And while they're living, you definitely look at it like, man, let's do a little more.
Probably the fall is one thing, but good grief. Yeah. It's not nothing like seeing them, you know.
Have you lost a lot of loved ones? You mentioned losing loved ones.
A few of the major. I mean, yeah. Like our great-grandmother and our great-aunt recently. Probably like within the last year or two. That was hers, my grandmother's sister.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, like just seems like people don't get around, don't get together until somebody, you know, passed in the family. Yeah. And that's sad. Yeah. It shouldn't be like that.
You're right. And it is really so, that's so true. And then you don't really see them much at all. Any after the fact. You don't really call, come around, nothing.
Where did your great-grandmother live?
She used to live here.
She lives with you. Wow, so you had a great-grandmother. Mm-hmm. Grandmother.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She was like, what? Grandmother lived in what? To be like 101 or 106, supposedly?
Yeah. 103.
103.
103.
She was
amazing.
How did she live that old?
And I think she would have lived a lot longer. She dislocated her hip probably like 10 years. Maybe 10, 15 years into that.
Once they start doing that and
she
falling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I got a. Where is
it? Is it true?
Yeah, but that was.
You didn't meet my husband either, did you?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I thought you were.
I don't know about people think that.
Wait.
Her son.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. There's so much going on. Okay, I got it. We're good.
Don't feel rain on it. No, everybody think that. Yeah. A lot of people think that.
So are you her only son?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is...
Thank goodness. Because I had a twin.
You had a twin?
I said, if I had a twin...
She wanted to meet the twin. Yeah. You already know.
Yeah. What are we looking at?
Mama.
Grandma.
That's my mama right there.
Let me zoom out a little bit.
That's what I need. I'm playing.
So tell me about these people.
This is my mother.
Oh, wow.
And
That's Elijah. That's his son.
That's your son. Oh, he's precious.
That's him too. Baby.
Yeah.
That's who?
That's this one.
Oh, he's adorable.
He is.
Oh. And that was only
contrary, but adorable.
Contrary? What do you mean?
Just contrary. Just into things sometimes.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And that was taken 4 years ago, so now he's a little bit older. Or like 3 or 4 years ago. Well, it was, I said 07.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what does he do now? Does he also ride bikes and walk to Durham?
No,
I hope
not. He draws a lot, but that's a big thing.
He does what?
He draws.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I said drive. I was like, He should not be driving. He's a little young.
Yeah, he's a good driver.
Does he hang out with a lot of people from this area, or is it mainly like from his school? Or hi.
Hi.
My name's Sarah.
I'm Liam.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
My best husband.
Oh, good. Okay. Nice to meet you. It's lots of generations here. You guys are representing very nicely. We're just talking. If you want to come in. what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so does he hang out with people from the neighborhood or the school?
With the kids that's around here, he likes to play with them.
Okay, do they do things? I mean, you said they don't walk to Durham, but will they do lots of bike rides or hang out in the woods?
Yeah, they play a lot at that playground, though.
Uh-huh.
They're all running. My kids just will run.
Basketball.
Yeah. Well, it's incredible how much energy kids have. Yeah.
Yeah,
it is. Little running.
Yeah.
Watching them kind of make you think about yourself when you were a kid. You know, how much you used to run and stuff. Stay so busy.
What kind of memories do you have of when you were a kid?
Riding a bike. Riding a bike, playing basketball in the gym.
Eating dirt.
Yeah, eating dirt. Yeah.
Mud pies.
Yeah,
red clay dirt.
Love clean dirt. It's my favorite food.
Yeah, we see that red clay dirt.
Oh, right. Clay dirt.
We just put it in the oven and bake it.
Oh, dirt. Oh,
you would actually bake it?
Yeah, we baked it.
You look serious, too. I didn't know that.
We tried. I mean, you know.
I had tried before, but I hadn't did all that. Right. We were just young. We didn't know anything.
I was telling Mrs. Woods about how I lived very near Rogers Road for a while, but didn't really know. You know all the stuff that David's fighting for, David Campbell, or Caldwell, sorry. Just like to get the landfill moved and stuff. It's been here for about 30 years, as I'm sure you're aware. And I was telling Mrs. Woods about how I lived nearby, but didn't even know there was a landfill here until recently.
Oh, yeah.
And is there, like, do you have any thoughts or experiences on, like, the landfill and its relationship with the community outside of Rogers Road or even within it?
I know sometimes it pays off. You can smell it real bad, like at nighttime sometimes. And I didn't know it was going to get that big over there, you know? But it's got real big. I don't think. I thought they were gonna move it.
For a long time.
I thought they were gonna close it, move it, or something. I don't know, but don't seem like they're gonna do nothing.
Have you spoken with anybody who kind of runs things, like a government official, or?
No. I don't know nobody.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. Is it frustrating to you that, is it frustrating to you that other people, like at Chapel Hill, or like at UNC or Franklin Street, or just outside of this area, don't really seem to know or, like, do much about it? I mean.
Yeah. It seems like they know about it, but they just don't do nothing about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I reckon because they got so much stuff in the town, they got to come this way. You know, they got to build so much stuff in the city, they got to come back this way.
Where are they? Stuff. I don't know. Where they were going to move? I thought they were moving it one time.
And it's contamination, isn't it? It's contaminated now. Mm-hmm. It's contaminating the community, you know? It seemed like it would.
You know, they're building more. They're putting up more buildings down there in that Babylon field.
I did see that. That's interesting. Yeah. Really interesting.
So you would wonder if the landfill, that's why I guess they're not so keen on moving it and all this stuff. If they're still building up down there, people will be moving in.
Yeah.
And unless they start complaining or fussing about it, nobody's gonna, they're not going to move it. I don't think anyway.
But this stuff was already, they already had that plan, though, I believe, you know. Yeah. I mean, down the road, like how they say it, down the road, they already had that plan in it, you know, for the future, you know. They don't just do stuff right, you know, now. I guess they always have a plan because that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe, after a while, I don't believe it's going to be no more this road out here, you know what I mean? I believe it's going to be so commercialized, what I'm trying to say. You know, like, they might build some shopping centers and stuff out here. They got the land. All these trees and, you know, they got the space to do it.
Would you mind if they built a shopping center here? Or would you like that? Would you dislike it?
I love it. I like that better than the landfill. You know, take all them, all that stuff getting in the water line and stuff.
Well, what about the shopping center versus just the trees?
The trees are natural.
Yeah. Would you rather have it just be natural or a shopping center?
It's just stay natural. Be fine with me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, yeah.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, being natural, natural is beautiful. The birds have somewhere to go, the animals have somewhere to go, you know. They tear the animals and stuff, land. I mean, you know, they tear their habitat up.
The what?
They are tearing the animals' habitats up. Where are they going?
Yeah, the habitat.
The little birds and stuff. The rabbits. Squirrels.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad. The people care, but they don't really care.
Yeah, they God
wouldn't like that.
Move the trees in a heartbeat. Take the trees down.
It's sad.
I don't know, putting up the buildings is just going to be... No shady, you know, they're taking the shade away, you know, what little shade they do have. It's going to be so hot after a while, it's going to burn things up.
Yeah, everybody needs shade. You want shade.
Have you guys ever thought about being sort of active as David is in terms of sort of fighting for the preservation of the area?
Well, yeah, I have. I've what's his name called? Arbor, you know, keep stuff green. Yeah, I've been with them for a while, off and on, you know. I'm trying to get back with them. They try to keep the land green, you know, and stuff like that. Plant trees. One time they sent me some trees. Tried to plant one, somebody ran over one and cut one down.
Well, no.
One didn't grow.
If, you know, when he's fighting for stuff, when they're trying to get stuff like that, they let us know, you know, it's like a petition or something that has to be signed. I don't mind signing it. going to the meetings is a little bit harder for me, you know.
Just getting there?
Yeah, just getting there, yeah. Or just having the time to go there. It's just, I don't know, they've been working on it for a long time. Hmm. And see, they study all this stuff, and they've been through all this stuff, so they know what to do.
It's interesting.
Come over and have some.
If you'd like to sit, we are welcome. Will you remind me your name?
William.
William. I'm Sarah. You were just telling me about...
Did you...
Go ahead.
Oh, no. You go ahead and finish yours.
Oh, okay. Well, they were just telling me about the... how you tried to plant some trees, but it really didn't work.
Yeah, you know, the trees I get it to, it's all the day. The little bushes. We put them in the tree, put them in the back. And one time when the kids ran over the lawnmower to the grave. Yes, but that was been a while back.
Yeah.
So I just, I just ain't been with them much.
Oh, wait, sorry. And Mrs. Woods, you were saying about how it's just hard to get to the meetings. It's just, you'd rather do the petition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd rather do.
Do a lot of other people that you're friends with go to meetings? Do you know?
I don't think so.
Also because they're just hard to get to?
I don't know why, what their reasonings are, but that's mine. It's just not getting there. Not being able to get there, not just not going, but like I say, I don't mind signing the petitions to have it done, you know, whatever they're fighting for.
Because mm-hmm.
you know they have so many, if you have so many people sign the petition, you get something done anyway. You have a meeting, if nothing else. And you know, I don't mind going to the meetings. It's just not convenient for me to go at times.
You need some more help.
Do what?
You think they need some more help?
I think so. I think that, well, I mean, it depends on kind of what, I mean, I suppose that even people outside of the community, if they wanted to preserve, like, I would love it if it remained trees, like you were saying. And even though I don't live here, I think that I could still be a part of it. So I think that we all could probably be a little more active.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you two? Do you guys, you were told me about you a little bit, but do you go to meetings? Are you kind of involved in like the gung-ho Rogers Road community?
I have been to them, but I don't go to them regularly.
Mm-hmm. Are you good friends with David? How do you actually know David Caldwell?
I guess we've been knowing ever since we moved out here.
Yeah.
Ever since we've been out here.
I've been knowing Caldwell since I was going to Phillips and Lane Green. I know Daryl and Danny.
Who are they?
The sons.
David's brothers.
Oh, okay.
Brothers. Yeah. Since I'm going to ninth grade at Phillips Junior High.
Would you say that David's sort of the most prominent person in the community? Like, because he seems to know a lot of people, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, he gets out and get around. You know, with the work that he was doing at one time, sheriff, policeman, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he probably met a whole lot more people. Yeah.
What about Reverend Campbell?
Campbell. That's my cousin. Yeah. He's prominent. Everybody knows. Yeah
Reverend Campbell and David, the two most prominent out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're very good at what they do.
And so you guys don't go to Reverend Campbell's services, though. How come?
We already was going to church. I already had a church.
Yeah.
When they built this one out here. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not, we go maybe sometimes to some of the services they have. They have special services. We'll go to that. But as a regular, we don't just go to that church.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, do you guys have any final remarks that you'd like to, I don't know, just share? Anything?
Well, no. I enjoyed your company.
Yeah, this was fun. I really appreciate you guys letting me come in.
I just celebrated the birthday the other day.
Yours?
Thursday. 54.
Happy birthday.
54, thank you.
What'd you do to celebrate?
Eat.
I got me some chicken, fried chicken.
From where? Where did you get it from?
Store.
About Banquet.
Banquet. Chicken.
Where's Banquet?
That's what they sell in the grocery store.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, Banquet Chicken.
Sounds like a nice celebration.
It was.
I would have cooked the chicken, but I didn't feel like cooking, so I just got that.
But my favorite place is KFC.
We don't have that many around here. Or, no, we have one in Chapel Hill, I guess.
No.
Or, no, it moved. They closed.
It down. And that hurt me so bad, I know what to do. You know it, did.
I remember them closing it down. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. It was great talking with you guys.